genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brain.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Oh, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turning now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're on every day, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura County. You can also hear us streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura. If all of this sounds like National Public Radio, well, you're getting the idea. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is NPR done right. If you want to join in the conversation, you can always call us at 639-0008, or if you're outside of the county, it's area code 805-639-0008. Every show has a theme, but before we get to the theme, I have a couple of shout-outs today. First of all, Arun at Mako in Ventura, thanks very much for listening, and Vince out in Westlake Village, keep on making that good food. We thank you for that, too. Now, as I said, every show has a theme, and today's theme is deeper understanding. All three of my guests are going to give us deeper understanding of their particular subject. My first guest will give us deeper understanding of ourselves. He blends ancient wisdom with revolutionary lessons from modern thought leaders. He has a proven system for ultimate achievement by realizing permanent positive change. My second guest will give us a deeper understanding of Islam, one of today's most misunderstood topics. His book, Muslim, Christian, and Jew, Finding a Path to Peace Our Faiths Can Share, is the basis for our discussion. My third guest will give us a deeper understanding of housing prices in the United States. She's a real estate entrepreneur who created the Real Worth Network, and it's an organization designed to train and support real estate investors. If you want to join in the conversation, you can always call us at 639-0008. Steve Ulsher is America's reinvention expert. He's a successful entrepreneur who's applied his street smarts to the personal development field. He's the founder of the Reinvention Workshop. He's the host of Reinvention Radio and author of USA Book Network's 2010 Self-Help Book of the Year titled Journey to You, a step-by-step guide to becoming who you were born to be. Steve has earned the rank of Purple Belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. Steve lives in Chicago with his wife Lena and their three sons. Welcome to the show, Steve. How are you today?
All right, Billy the Brain, how you doing?
I'm terrific.
Thanks for having me on.
Well, it's our pleasure. Thank you for being our guest. Now, you're known as America's reinvention expert. What does that actually mean to reinvent oneself?
Well, in my way of thinking, you know, it's a word that's pretty cliche at this point. So, I mean, when you get into a Burger King commercial and they're talking about reinventing the burger, it's probably time to reinvent what I'm calling myself.
Reinvent reinventing.
Yeah, exactly. But to me, reinvention is really not, it's not one of these very complicated things where you got to go out and really just change everything about you and wake up one day and you're a totally different person. It's really about just heeding what's inherently within you and becoming who you naturally and most innately are. So it's really just, it's not about changing yourself, it's simply about becoming yourself.
So most of us are out there living a life where we're not ourselves, we're impersonating somebody else?
Not only are we impersonating someone else, but we're just downright lying to ourselves and everyone that we know. So, yeah, that's a pretty good way to put it.
Ouch. Well, that stings. All right. So my listeners are out there, and many of them are experiencing the recession that we're all experiencing coast to coast in this country. And so why would now be, in the middle of this recession, why would now be the best time to try to reinvent oneself?
Well, I think that what you can do is you can take a look at, you know, really what's going on out there and just all the difficult times, the times that people are having. And you got to wake up and you say, wow, is this really the road that I want to continue to, you know, to send my life down? Is this the path that I want to continue to take? And for a lot of us in these, well, I guess what we might call desperate times, you really start to have the opportunity to do some self-reflection, because it's really, it's totally clear to me at this point that, you know, the days of being able to count on a company to employ you to the day you die, I mean, those days are gone. And it's know, you just, there's a new movie coming out called The Company Man with Ben Affleck and Tommy Lee Jones and those guys, and it really explores America's recession and how it hurts the everyday person, and really just brings to light the fact that, you know, ultimately the only one you can count on in life is yourself.
And well, so that's true.
So in down times, I mean, which is really where we're at right now, I mean, you can call it a recession. I call it a depression. I mean, no matter how you slice it, there's a lot of really unhappy people out there. And if that's the case, that's a depression to me. And so, you know, when you look at the opportunities that come with this stage in our economy, if you will, in that trough, which is really where we are, you can get much cheaper labor. You can have people just really taking chances that they wouldn't normally take because they don't have those same types of securities. And honestly, it gives people an opportunity. I mean, the silver lining here is that you can take the time to reflect and really just bring the troops back to the fort and say, hey, you know, are we really going at this in the right way and doing what it is that we're compelled to do? So it's a perfect time to really just reassess. And that's what I encourage people to do.
All right. We're talking to Steve Ulscher, everybody. His book, Journey to You, A Step-by-Step Guide to Becoming Who You Were Born to Be, is actually one of the best self-help books of 2010, awarded by the USA Book News. But, Steve, I got to ask you, there's a complete difference between reflecting on your life and actually making a change. And you're talking about reflection in that last answer, and that's great. But one of the biggest impediments to reinventing oneself is the daily demand to pay the bills. You know, it's a fearful thing to leave your paycheck to just to pursue something you think you were born to do.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, you know, look, I'm not one of those guys that's going to throw you the psychobabble on this mumbo jumbo, go get in a cave for 6 months and figure out what it is that you were meant to do. I mean, that's not me. And when I say reflect and I say reassess, I don't necessarily mean that you got to go back in time and unearth all this crazy childhood crap that frankly you don't need to be dealing with. What I'm really talking about is just becoming clear, and it's a matter of self-awareness. And the idea here is I believe that we each have one thing that we are compelled to do. I call it your what. So the question is, you know, what is your what? What is the one thing that you were born to do? And the way to get to that answer, and the simplest way to get to that answer, is through an exercise that I created, which is called the 7 Seeds of Your Soul. And literally, in about 15 minutes, you can get to that answer. And yes, the idea here is, look, I'm not going to tell you and say, just because you find out that you're compelled to be an artist and you want to go ahead and sculpt, that you should quit your day job. That's not my approach. What I believe you need to do is keep your day job so that people, you know, ostensibly people can pay for your transition. That's what I encourage people to do, is get into that transitionary phase and let someone pay for you to make that transition from where you are now to where you want to go. But the idea is, it's like a recipe mixture. And so right now, 100 parts of what you're doing is not what you want to be doing, and 0 parts is. But as soon as you take that first step, that recipe mixture starts to shift. So now it's 99.9 parts not doing what you want to do, and 0.1 parts what you want to do. But as soon as you've got that eye on the prize, and as soon as you identify what it is that you're compelled to do, and you begin heading down that path and creating that plan of action for getting there, your life changes dramatically. And for some people, it takes time. I mean, it can take 2, 3, 4, 5 years to really get to that point of deriving 100% of your income from what you were born to do. And for other people, it can be either longer or even shorter. So, yeah, I'm definitely not one of those guys that's going to tell you to help and quit your day job just because you wake up one day and say, wow, this is what I was born to do.
All right, we're talking to Steve Ulscher, everybody. And, Steve, you piqued my interest with the 7 seeds to your soul. I like that. If people are out there listening to the sound of our voice and they're saying, okay, this Steve's starting to make some sense, I get what he's saying, what are some things that people can do today, because we've got the long holiday weekend ahead of us, what can they do to, you know, do some self-inspection, find out, get some more self-awareness about themselves? What are some steps they can take right away?
Sure. Well, first of all, Billy, if it's okay, I'd love to offer the first 5 people to send me an email to steve@steveulscher.com, a free book.
So, wow.
I'll send them the book right away. So you got time this weekend, go through the book. Believe me, I mean, the reason why this book has been so just widely accepted and approved, it's just because it's a much different approach to how to really just get to the core of who you are and then create that plan of action for moving forward. So, you know, I change people's lives over lunch. So if you've got a weekend here with the holiday, you go through this book, you're going to be in a much different place. But yeah, I mean, the 7 seeds of your soul, is definitely an exercise. It'll get you pretty clear again in a very, very quick period of time. And the idea is, I mean, the first step you can take today is give yourself the time and the permission to say, hey, I'm not where I want to be, and I need to do something about it. That's the first thing you can do. Because once you start getting that dialogue in your mind, and once you start becoming clear that, man, you know, this is not the road I want to be going down, you have made a dramatic first step. And that costs you nothing. There's no investment of time. There's no investment of energy. That's just simply a shift. And you can do that, you know, with the snap of a finger.
All right. So give yourself permission to change. I like that. What comes next?
So the next thing you got to do is you got to get out of this place of denial. And too often, I'm not talking about the river, of course. I'm talking about that the fact is, you know, too many people, me included, for a long time until I woke up one day and said, you know, this is not where I want to be going. I was in denial. Most people are in denial about what it is that they're compelled to do. They don't think others will approve. They don't see how they can make money doing it. They come up with this whole laundry list of reasons why that's not that can't possibly be what I'm compelled to do and what my unique gifts are. So, you know, you got to get out of that point of denial and stop coming up with all of these reasons why that's not really what you should be doing.
Well, now that's very personal and that's very interesting, Steve. You opened up the door to something else. You said you yourself were in denial for a while. So if you don't mind opening up the curtain and sort of revealing what's behind the curtain there, how were you in denial and when and how did you make that change?
Absolutely. So I've been a lifelong entrepreneur, as you said there in the bio. And I've done things across the board from nightclubs and real estate to dot-coms and catalogs. I've been doing a number of different things for a number of years. About 3 years ago, I just had a tremendous wake-up call. I was actually with my stepdad in the hospital. And he was on his deathbed, and I was holding his hand. And I had a very profound vision. It was odd, to say the least. But it was a vision, actually, of my own funeral. And the words that were being spoken graveside were, "Here lies Steve Olscher. He dedicated his life to chasing the almighty dollar." And that's all that was said. And I saw it. I mean, it was crystal clear. I could see it as if I was standing there.
Wow.
And it hit me super hard because just at that moment, I realized that everything that I was doing was totally about me and those closest to me. But if I had continued down that path, my existence would have absolutely no relevance to the majority of the people that walk this earth with me during this lifetime. And certainly not on anyone that would walk this earth in lifetimes to come. And I decided that is just not the legacy that I want to leave. And literally the next day I began my own personal 180-degree shift to begin dedicating my life to sharing the tools and technologies and all of the things that have worked very well for me and those that I've shared those ideas and ways of being with others. I decided I gotta take this out to a larger level and really just start getting out there and sharing my abilities and insight and wisdom with those that I think can most benefit from what I know.
Wow.
And the culmination of those efforts is the book Journey to You. It's the Reinvention Workshop, and it's Reinvention Radio. And so, I've made that shift about 3 years ago, and just really starting to come to the top of the mountain and pick up a little steam now.
Yeah. We're talking to Steve Olscher, everybody. That was an incredibly moving story, Steve. He's the author of the book Journey to You, a step-by-step guide for becoming who you were born to be. All right, so going through your seven seeds, we've got give permission to change, get out of denial. What else can people do this weekend to start changing their lives?
Well, again, if you don't have the exercise in front of you, the last thing and then the three steps, and there's really only three reasons I believe that people can't identify really what I call your what. So again, what is your what? What is the one thing your soul is compelled to do? So we talked about giving yourself the time or permission. We talked about getting out of denial. The third reason why people don't figure it out is they just don't go back far enough in their lives to really pinpoint what it is that they're inspired to do. So for a lot of people, it's like touching the stove, right? I mean, you're a kid, you put your hand on the stove, you get burnt, you don't do it again, you learn. But, you know, the other way to look at it is, you know, sometimes you do something and you think you really want to do it and you get slapped down for it,
mm-hmm.
You know, and it could be someone, you know, maybe you put, a statue of Plato together and you thought it was the best thing in the world and your mom looked at it and she was in a bad mood. She went, well, that sucks. You know, it's the worst Plato sculpture I've ever seen. And so from that point forward, you never built with Plato again, you know, but whatever happened to you, you got to take a look at you know, maybe there was a point in time where you had an inkling that, man, this is something I could really do and something I could really get off on. And then you tried it, it didn't work, you failed, someone said it was bad. I mean, whatever it might be, just look at where it was in your life that you took the wrong fork in the road. Because at some point, you just you threw that piece, that natural component of who you were, out to the nether regions, really never to be heard from anyone, including you, again. And I ask people to go back and try to reclaim that, because often in those moments are where you'll find the secret to really where you're wired to excel. And Tony Robbins says, I mean, success leaves clues. And in your life, you've had clues. You just need to go back and identify what some of those are.
Oh, that's great. We're talking to Steve Olscher, everybody, author of the book Journey to You, A Step-by-Step Guide to Becoming Who You Were Born to Be. Steve, you made a very generous offer to us for a free book to the first five people who email you. What is that email address again?
Absolutely. So people can send an email to steve@steveolscher.com. So it's S-T-E-V-E, O-L like lion, S like Sam, H like Henry, E-R.com. And, you know, the book is available on Amazon and some of the other online sites. And lots of free tips, tools, all sorts of cool things to go through at steveolscher.com as well. But if you do want a book, first five, happy to send it out. Otherwise, you know, if you don't want the free one, you want to get the hard copy, go on to Amazon and pick it up. Or if you know someone in transition, out of work, recently retired, high school to college, college to the workplace, military to civilian life, holidays are coming up, it's the right gift.
All right. It's been a pleasure, Steve. We've been talking to Steve Olscher, everybody. Journey to You is his book. It is USA Book Review's number one best-selling self-help book in the year 2010. Pick it up where you can. Steve, thanks so much for being our guest. We'll talk to you down the road.
Billy, I really appreciate you having me on. Take care.
Take care now.